So Tony, hey, you know what I want? Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
what?
Yes, so Tony, tell me about how it's been. I haven't seen you in ages.
How what's been?
How? What do you mean how what's been? How have you been?
I've been good, man. I've been good. How are you doing? That's the question, though.
Oh, is that the question on everyone's lips? Oh.
Everyone's lips. Ask the girl behind the counter.
Hey, bro, over there. Hey, what's on your the end of your lips? Should I give you something on the end of your lips? Hey. Oh, I'm here all night.
Hey, less sexual assault in here.
Yeah, hey, where's all this sexual harassment coming from? Coming from this direction.
It's a power imbalance,
right?
That's what it is.
Yeah, tell you what, you need a man. You need a man to take control in here. Oh, I tell you, I've been good though, Tony.
Have you?
Oh, I've been so good, you know?
I heard you started smoking cigars.
Oh, yeah, well, I did for a bit. Just for a tiny bit, and I'm over it now. I have to breathe, you know, I have to smoke through a hole in my neck.
So what have you moved on to?
Oh, moved on to the hard stuff.
The hard stuff?
The hard stuff. A lot. I'm on the jazz cigarettes.
You're a smuggler.
Oh, I'm a smuggler and a burglar.
That's terrible. We got burgled.
Hey.
Burgled.
No, he's a goddamn drug smuggler.
That was so good. That was actually really good. He's a goddamn drug smuggler.
He's a goddamn drug smuggler. Yeah, he burgled us. He's a goddamn drug smuggler.
There was this guy who broke in and he was a burglar.
He's a goddamn drug smuggler.
That was actually really good.
It does actually work, yeah. That one.
So how you doing, Mark?
Hey, how you doing? Okay, I'm doing good, you know? Hey. Yo, I'm in a fancy restaurant.
I heard you closed down your pizza joint.
Hey, I had to. He was killing me. No one wanted my thick dough, you know? Hey, no one wants Big Marcus thick dough.
You seem to be flashing your dough about today, though.
Hey, I bring wherever I go, I bring my own dough. Hey, what can I say? I know a good consistency. Hey, chef, how's my dough coming along? I'm a good cook. Not that much of a good cook, but I'm a good doughman.
You're a what, sir?
I'm a Doberman.
You're a Doberman.
Hey, I own a Doberman.
Hey.
5 Dobermans. They protect me and my kids when I'm asleep.
Sounds like you got a little empire there, Mark.
Yeah, sounds like I have, yeah. I don't trust those humans, you know. I've got Dobermans doing my cooking for me as well. Cooking dogs.
Oh man, now they're cooking with gas.
Yeah. You ever lit a Doberman on fire?
Oh man, have I?
Yeah, you ever cooked one with gas?
I've cooked one with oil. Not
oil.
Gas.
Ah, I can see. Just what, a bit of butter or just oil? Are you talking
just
oil
the
or
straight,
lead?
Well, it's more petrol than oil.
Petrol? It sounds like you wanted to punish that dog. Did you punish it?
Oh,
did you, Tony?
Did I? Yeah, oh, he was a very bad boy.
Oh, it's a tell you, he was a bad boy.
Who's a bad boy?
Oh, who's a bad boy?
He was a bad, bad boy. Oh. I tell you what he did, Mark.
What did he do?
He shagged my wife.
Oh, those Dobermans. Those Dobermans, they've got a trick up their sleeve.
Never again.
That's the last time I let my Doberman wear sleeves.
Oh, you got to take a call, have you there, Mark? That's it. Just leave me sit. Just leave me sitting in here all on my own.
I'm just letting you sit here. Just mellow over those thoughts.
Why don't you just fuck off out for a smoke, taking calls while we're talking?
Yeah, we're gonna go see a couple of Dobermans, you know.
You fucking dog tickler. Oh, that Mark, he's a reckless guy.
He's a reckless guy, I tell
ya. I tell you what, something that he doesn't have. He doesn't have intelligence. I tell you that. He's all balls. He's the oldest school you've ever seen. He invented school. But boy, does he make a lot of rookie mistakes. He failed his SATs. I don't understand how he expects to get a career without any decent results, you know? He's a pest. Since we were kids, he always used to tease me. He used to call me He used to call me Tony Fatso, and I don't know why. I think I've got quite big hips, and these hips don't lie. All the kids used to bully me after he called me that. Hey, Tony, I was just telling everyone about the time you called me Fatso, and then I got bullied for a few years.
Well, it was hard. I know.
You were top dog.
I was a top Doberman. Yeah. Kids.
You had all the kids around you.
Oh, Christ. They came from miles just to see me. Just to see my thick dough.
They'd do anything you beckoned.
Oh.
And boy, did you beckon.
Oh, I beckoned. Because I used to get on top of my house. And I used to beckon.
Beckon from the rooftops. Is that what you did, boy?
Yeah, me and Kevin Bacon was there as well. Kevin Bacon used to beckon.
Ah.
While we ate bacon.
And Kevin Smith. And speaking of Smith, how's Will Smith?
Oh, Will Smith, he's my best friend. Did you know he's my lawyer? He's my lawyer. And Joe, when you see a black lawyer, you know
who
he's
said
a good
he was
one.
Black?
Will Smith.
Will Smith is a white man's name.
Will Smith, good. He's a good. Well, I'm thinking of the blacksmiths. Will the blacksmith.
Mr. John Blacksmith.
Now, he's a black man. He's a good black man as well.
Not one of those bad...
Not one of the finest.
Not one of those bad types.
No, not those bad types. Not those, one of those bad ones. Ah.
Boy, did we have some good times, eh, Tony?
Oh, Christ, it's been good.
Do you remember what you did at our house party that one time?
Oh, do I? Yeah, that was good. Well, was we drinking again? Was it sherry?
No, it wasn't sherry. It was your brother's piss.
Oh, no. Well,
but he was an alcoholic, so anything that comes out of him is going to get you drunk.
I have to admit that, yeah. Oh, what a beautiful guy my brother is.
You used to kiss him a lot, didn't you?
Well, we kissed each other right on the lips.
Right on the tip.
It's how we say goodbye, you know. We say goodbye by kissing each other on the tips.
You know, like they do in Europe.
Yeah, it's just like in Europe, you know. You know, from old country. Tip kissing.
Amsterdam.
Oh, I did a lot of tip kissing in Amsterdam.
When did you go Amsterdam, Tony?
I went for a crazy weekend. I did a lot of tip kissing. It's a beautiful thing, a tip kiss.
Show me, Tony. Show me how you tip kiss.
Well, imagine you had two worms.
What kind of worms, Tony? There's a lot of worms out there.
Well, a lot of snakes as well. A lot of snakes in the grass. Carl, can you remember Jerry? Jerry, he was a snake.
He was a snake.
I wouldn't trust him with my rat.
Where do we know him from, Tony?
Oh, we know him from back from old country.
Old country.
Back from old country, I tell you, kid.
I remember Jerry now.
Yeah, Jerry. Jerry with a slick hair.
He was from the deep.
His hair so slick.
He was so... He was from the south.
He was from the south, all right, yeah.
The deep old country.
Deep old country south. You know what? I love this restaurant.
He was a bad guy. He was a bad guy. Boy, I tell you.
I tell you, he was bad.
I tell you what, I've gone into gambling.
I've seen him do.
Tony, I've gone into gambling.
Oh, no. How big? How big's a debt?
This Doberman.
You bet a Doberman?
No, I bet my wife and the Doberman beat me.
Oh, no. So what, you living at your own house anymore?
Oh, I'm on the couch.
You're on the couch and the Doberman's upstairs? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't like to admit it, Tom, but that's right.
No.
You're the first person I've told about this. I don't want it to get out.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting out, I think I'm going to have to get thrown out in a few days.
Oh, Tony, you're forgetting yourself, thrown out.
Tony, you got anywhere I can stay?
Oh, yeah, sure. You can sleep in my bed. With the Doberman and my wife. Did you just cough?
I looked over my shoulder then.
who the fuck just coughed there?
I tell you what, this coffee shop's awfully quiet. I think we need a...
This isn't a coffee shop. I took you to a proper restaurant. Now, where's my dough?
Oh, is it? What kind of restaurant is it there, no. Tony? I can't see.
It's a seafood restaurant.
Oh, right.
And it won't cook my dough for me.
Oh, you see food and you're eating it, I guess.
Seafood that I want it in me. Is that Jerry over there? Hey, Jerry. Hey, Jerry, over here. No, he's ignoring me. Jerry.
Hey, Tony.
Jerry.
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Jerry?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I've got into a bit of a gambling problem.
Oh, no. Tell me about it. What's happening?
I bet my wife.
Oh, how did you do that? What happened?
I went and saw my doctor and he gave me a prostate exam, you see?
Oh.
And I've lost my deep south roots and...
And how did you lose your wife?
It was during the prostate exam, you see. He bit me that he could open a can of worms, I guess, and I immediately lost there and then. I was vulnerable, Tone.
Oh, you someone opened a can of worms on ya? Like some sort of practical joke, is that right? Is that what you're saying, kid?
Like boy?
Boy? Is that what you're saying, boy?
Oh, I'm bringing out yourself, I can see.
Oh, from old country.
Yeah. It was horrible.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine, son.
It was emotional.
My wife.
Have you had a prostate exam?
Yeah, I've had 5. I keep on going back. We keep on touching tips as well. Kissing tips. Well, I thought, yes, the least I can do after he's put his whole fist in my ass.
You spoke to the barman?
Oh, yeah, let's speak to him again. Hey, barman! Over here, barman. What's his name?
Claire.
Hey, Claire! Claire, Christ, that's an ugly woman. Hey, Claire, over here. Yeah, that's right. Now, what I want to know is, how is my dough doing? I gave you my dough about 15 minutes ago. Normally, a good pizza doesn't eat that long in the stone oven. Yeah? Is that right? Oh, okay. Did you hear that? Apparently, it's a seafood restaurant. They don't even own a pizza oven.
You didn't even give them any dough.
Hey.
Where's my dough?
Where's my dough? At least give it back. I can eat it raw.
It's like cake mix.
Yeah, it's a sweet like a cookie mix, you know?
How many sugars do you have in your dough?
Ah, yeah, how much sugar?
You said don't be a wise guy.
Hey, don't be such a wise... hey, no, but let's just try and enjoy ourselves. I don't want it to upset us, you know?
Hey, you say that again, Tom, I'm gonna knock your fucking front teeth out.
Oh, so what?
Stop being such a nice guy.
You're such a nice guy. Hey, Jerry, you're a snake. Sorry, need to tell him. Fuck me.
You gotta push everyone away, Tom.
I'm pushing everyone away. My kids, they don't even talk to me anymore.
No, I think you should stop bowling.
I should stop bowling.
Yeah,
I should stop the bowling.
I know you're county champion 6 times in a row, but...
6 times. Make that 7.
Since the last time I seen you, I'm guessing, Tom.
Yeah. No, since tonight. At the bowling arena.
In a world
where there are 1 bowl, 10 pins.
No one likes your tone.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck you. And I love your banter.
Hold on, you're Mark. I'm Tone. No one likes me, Mark.
Is that what you've been trying to tell me? Tone.
You look awfully alike me.
Yeah, hey, Fat Tony. Can I call you Fat Tony?
You know that gets on my nerves, Mark.
Well, do you want to kiss tips?
Hello, and this is Planet Earth, and I am David Attenborough. You can hear the crickets, the bugs, all of the insect stuff. Have you ever found it weird how my brother played pretty much me, but with dinosaurs in Jurassic Park? Did anyone else find that weird? I should have played both, really. I mean, he looks exactly like me as well. Yes, always found that weird. Igor, push me on in my wheelchair. Further, quickly, Igor, speak up.
Shut up.
Yes.
You just keep talking and talking and talking.
Yes. Well,
just shut up.
Well, as we travel, Igor.
We're trying to film. Can you just like be quiet for like 5 minutes?
The jungle is only the place where the place is unknown.
You're not meant to do the voiceover yet. The voiceover is in post.
Well, it's a beautiful place.
I don't even know why we even fucking bring you with us. You can just talk over footage in a fucking sound booth.
Yeah, but we can't let the audience know that. As we travel through the dangerous paths. Quick! Shit, there's a pothole!
You don't even have a mic.
Yes, but you're listening. Or Igor, and you're in the audience.
Why are you in this fucking wheelchair?
Because I can't walk. I haven't been able to walk in years.
You're lucky the director ain't around.
I have robot legs normally in the TV show.
You always shut up when the director's around.
No! Shit! Oh! Alarm!
Don't you dare talk about that either. You're pissing me right off.
I am the director.
You carry on talking. I'm gonna fucking wheel this wheelchair straight over this waterfall.
Oh shit! Get on the ground. Fuck. Igor, see, I'm protecting you from these birds. Oh, for now, I'm trying to communicate with me.
I think I'm going to leave you here, man.
I can talk to it.
I think I've got to leave you here.
Push me towards that bird noise. Get on the ground, Igor. I'm saving you.
I'll be back in 15 minutes. I can't deal with your fucking bullshit.
I saved Igor. Without me, he may be a dead man. But I fended him off from the birds. Where is the director? James.
What is it, Dave?
James, quick, get down! More birds!
Alright, Dave, you don't have to worry about it. We got it all under control, we've got the shots we need.
Okay.
We've literally just wrapped up.
Have you been recording my voice the whole time?
Igor just took you over here just to get you away from set.
Okay. Why are we in a public park?
This isn't a public park.
You seem very dangerous. The water's coming in now. Oh, shit.
We took a 2-day flight. We're in South Africa.
Fantastic. I love it this time of year. Oh, cricket. Fuck.
David, you coming?
Yes. Drag me along. Drag me along out of... Oh, shit!
Dave.
Oh, fuck.
Dave,
Yes.
I'm not sure if we're going to do another series with you.
Well, I don't think we're going to do another series with you. welcome to Planet Earth 3. I've already started, James. I've already started. Look, I'm recording the VO now, babe. That's it. Look, there's a show there. Rio, look. Cameraman, get up at the bird. Up at the bird.
I'm not a cameraman. I'm a fucking director, mate.
Yes, yes. Whatever they call you.
Okay, let me get the producer.
Okay, Kevin? Producer.
Kevin.
Kevin, good to see you.
Kevin. Well, do you think Dave should be on next series?
Yes, of course. There is no planet Earth without... Earth will end when David Attenborough dies.
David, I really think you should, like keep your mouth zipped. Otherwise, you might actually get thrown off the show. Like, I'm your point of contact. You don't really get in touch with the network very much. I'm your reference, so I think you need to tone it down. I think you really need to tone it down.
Can you hear that rain?
So you should tone it down, Dave.
Okay, let's start production on Planet Earth 4. Starting now. What series are we on? Fucking any more water.
Okay, I think you're starting to really lose it.
Any more water will be making Blue Planet free.
What's the legal consequences if we actually leave him here?
Ha ha, voiceover. David Attenborough, out in the wild.
What is it? We could get him on that, what's it called, the ayahuasca, the DMT, and just let him trip balls for a few hours.
Yes, fantastic. David Attenborough, tripping balls. New show.
Planet Earth 5.
I'm a Planet Earth 5 now. David Attenborough, colon, tripping balls.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout.
Commission.
Let's get some of the South Africans to start the ceremony.
Yes.
I know that you've had them on hand the whole time.
Yes, more South Africans. I love South African women. Yes, I get that all, yes. What you think down about James, yes. Yes, James is one of those, yes. Oh, yes, I will have a drink. Yes.
I think that should... It takes about 5 minutes to set in, and then I think he should be away with the fairies.
I usually wake up with some of this.
Okay, I'm just going to babysit him for the next, like, maybe 10 minutes, and then I think I'm going to have to shoot off. Yeah, I'll leave you here with him.
And welcome to Planet Earth 6.
He's still going. He's still going. He's still going.
Oh, and look at the green. And the birdies. Cuckoo doodle doo. Come on, talk to me, babe. Cuckoo doodle doo. I'm getting pretty wet now. Been out here for hours.
It's only been a minute.
David Attenborough.
Pimps in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get it,
park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot. David Attenborough dropping it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
I think Dave's got a screw loose.
Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. When the
I've made it. I'm in heaven.
You have not quite made it yet.
Are you God?
No. I am his brother. We are all his brothers. And his niggers. Yo, what's happening, Jesus, my nigga? Yes.
What do you mean? I'm not in. What do you mean?
I mean, we have to do run some tests.
What kind of test?
The tests that only.
The realest of niggas know.
That only the realest of niggas could pass. Now tell me.
Okay.
Are you my nigga? Just one.
You're my nigga, bro.
Yes, yes. What's happening, my nigga? Now harp plays all day, every day. So get used to it, my nigga.
I don't think that's a harp. I think it's just...
I'm convinced it's a harp.
People singing.
I've been here a very long time. My nigga.
I didn't think Heaven was going to use slurs like these that very, very much. I thought everyone would be quite well pronounced.
Are you my nigga or not? Yo, what's happening, God? My nigga. Second test.
Wait, so when you say God's your brother,
We're all brothers.
Cuz.
We're all brothers, my nigga.
So what's the second test? What's the second test?
The second test is whether you can sing and dance like a real nigga.
Okay.
Now do it.
I don't know what you don't know.
How do you not know?
I've been an accountant all my life. I died young, I'm 42.
No.
What was that? Was that the person on harp playing?
That was just a little taster. Now.
Yeah?
Let me. Stop the harp! We have a dance floor to attend.
This song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
What? You can't, bro.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't know the words, but... Yeah.
Now, if you do not know that song, let me see. Do you know it now?
Well, I wrote this song for I want to teach kids the Christian truth.
If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you gotta do a rap in the hip hop beat. So I gave my summon at the urban kick. My beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga. Now tell me that you don't know it.
I don't know.
I'll play it one more time for you.
Well, I wrote
this song was the new. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to see kids on the street, then you gotta do a rap to a hip hop beat. So I gave myself an urban kid. The meats are sick. My crew made big and keeps getting bigger. And that's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Now, you're in.
I'm in, yeah. Okay.